I'm suggesting to check that out and that sort of thing. So yeah, here we are. It's this is the couple days past the calling the media, as they say, calling the election, which is I don't know. This in any I'm happy, but I'm not, like I said, it's very measured at this point. So I hope you are enjoying the moment, and if you're not enjoying the moment and you're just like fucking hating the world, that's, you know, it's hard. You got half the people who, I can't even fucking distill that. You know, I know people, everyone's got their grievances, and people are different. We can only be as decent to one another, right, fair and decent, and that's the one thing that I really enjoyed. It was just like, it seemed like real authentic happiness, you know what I mean?
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Coming soon, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. 6 venues, 24 shows, 7 days, 75 comics from all over the United States at amazing local venues: Asiento, Atlas Cafe, El Rio, Milk Bar, OMG, and the Bar on Dolores. Special headliner shows at El Rio Thursday night, 7 and 9 o'clock, featuring Scott Capurro, headliner, amazing comedian, also Andy Iwancio out of Seattle, here for the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. All tickets are $10, except the headlining show, which are $20. You can find all of the shows on Mutiny Radio's Eventbrite. Reserve them now. And don't miss out. 2021, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjuro, a sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a fulsome leather bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters have broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Download a podcast and you can listen on the go. Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
MutinyRadio.fm.
Why not make a donation?
MutinyRadio.fm.
Streaming live the station.
MutinyRadio.fm.
District of the Mission.
MutinyRadio.fm.
MutinyRadio.fm. Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
Look, why not go to MutinyRadio.fm? Hit the donate button, stream them live, download a podcast, have some fun!
San Francisco Mutiny Radio! San Francisco Mutiny Radio! San Francisco Mutiny Radio!
Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? One moment, please.
You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm and .sf. And right now, coming all the way from New York, clap your hands for these three guys.
Yeah. Make some noise. Make some noise. Thank y'all for coming out. We got three guys, three people. I'm just Dave. I got my man Simon right here. Simon, make some noise.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Clearly, Gary doesn't get live radio.
Yeah, he doesn't get, like, we're live. We're on. We're on the air. Like,
1 second, please.
You ever turn to the 6 o'clock news, but it don't come on to like 6:07?
We good, though, man. Welcome. How y'all doing today? Good, good. Can't nobody hear y'all. So the answer doesn't really matter. But thank you for coming. How are y'all doing? We thank y'all for listening. Anyone who's listening right now? Do we have that one queued up?
I'm on a mic now, too.
Two mics.
Dueling mics.
Michael Jackson versus Mike Tyson. Who's winning?
Who wins? Who do you think wins? Mike Tyson or Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson?
In a fight or a dance battle? All of them. Okay. Jackson's whooping Tyson's ass.
Because you think he hit him real quick, like, you ain't bad.
Yeah, he's too quick. He's too quick for him. Yeah, it's too quick. Too quick. Got the kick. Yeah.
Kick the hat on?
Yeah, and Tyson can't. He can't defend a kick.
He can't. He's slow. Right. He wasn't.
Somebody told me that.
What
Mike
if he
Tyson,
bites Michael Jackson's leg though?
Oh, he can't. He can't catch the leg.
Because Michael got little thin legs.
But Michael Jackson, he'll bite right through Michael Jackson's leg. If he bites Michael Jackson's leg, that femur is snapped.
It's bad. It's bad. I know it. Can't walk around the house. I've been bit by a smooth criminal.
What about, okay, dueling mics. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Versus Michael Irving.
Oh.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, let me tell you something, Stephen A. Smith. Let me tell you about the Dallas Cowboys. All right, Michael B. Jordan. Hey, make some noise.
Michael
B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan has just joined the show.
Michael B. Jordan, what's up?
How you doing, Michael B. Jordan?
I'm doing okay.
Sounds like that because he's preparing for a new character.
New character. Yeah. I see you weren't in the Heart of They Fall, Michael B. Jordan. Were you working on your pecs?
I'm actually very upset about that. I was hoping that they would call me up for the call because who's not going to take Sexiest Man Alive? Jonathan Majors. Fuck that dude, right?
Yeah, you know, like he had Lovecraft Country.
They yeah, Lovecraft.
He might be the ugliest man alive.
Yeah, ugly, right? Yeah, maybe he's got some pecs, but does he have
You seem to be
ripness?
Missing. You seem a little salty, Michael B. Jordan. You seem like Michael salty. C. Jordan now.
Michael C. Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say I'm dropping down?
Don't be Michael D. List Jordan.
Michael D. List Jordan? I'm the sexiest man alive. I can't. Where? Creed.
Creed.
Let's remember Creed.
Creed 3. He's like, I'm working Creed on Creed 3. That's why
Creed
3.
Why I was it.
Creed 3 is why I can't be in The Heart of They Fall.
You've watched it. Have you seen it? Scale of 1 to 10, what you giving it? Seven.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Seven. Slack. You have to go higher.
Yeah.
Solid eight.
Solid eight. Seven, eight. Wow.
Solid
seven,
eight.
I would say at least eight. I would say at least eight. Seven.
What's something that's Cowboys' lives don't matter to you. They don't matter.
What's a 10?
I know why she moved out here. Huh? I won't expose you. I won't. They can't see you on radio.
A 10. Yeah. What's a 10 movie for you? If Harder They Fall was a 7.
What's your version of
a 10? What's a 10? Pootie Tang? Yeah. What? What? Pootie Tang.
Regular, which Friday, out of the Fridays, which one's your favorite?
The first one. Can't go wrong.
Not Thursday.
Friday after. Friday after next was funny, though. Don't sleep on Friday after next.
It gave you Mike Epps.
It gave you Cat Williams. It gave you Ricky Smiley.
Friday after next. Yes.
Friday.
Next Friday.
But no.
See, you got Mike Epps. Let's pimping. Like, I'm a boy, Damon.
That's Cat Williams.
That's Cat. What did I say? Mike Epps?
Mike Epps.
He is in it, too.
You know, I have an important question.
Okay.
I'm curious. Do you have anything that secrets that you feel like culturally you can't admit because of how you feel like people around you would judge you for it? What are some of those?
Tip guilt, man.
Tip guilt. What's tip guilt? Explain tip guilt.
It's like having such a cheap dad that you feel like you have to tip more. And only recently do I feel confident enough to stiff white people on tips.
Damn. Like not tip them?
Damn.
Like the coffee tips in San Francisco are start at 25%.
Oh, man.
25%.
I get regular coffee. Whoa. I'm not tipping you for a regular coffee.
It's a $2 to $3 coffee, and the tips start at $1.
Dude, I'm not tipping you if I get a regular black coffee.
I tip you more than the coffee.
I used to work at a coffee shop, and I wouldn't expect a tip for regular drip coffee. If I'm getting regular drip coffee, I'm not. That's like people want to tip when they come pick up their takeout.
Yeah, like I did all the work. You should tip me for cutting down your costs. I thank you for sharing. I actually did a project a couple of years ago.
Research study
where I interviewed a bunch of people about black people, about things that they were afraid they felt like they couldn't admit. And I actually want to share that with y'all right now. Yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't have that video with us today. I wanted to share it with you today.
Yeah, the research, I'm pretty sure it was fake news.
It was fake news. It
like
was
the Pfizer test.
Well, while we're on the subject,
they faked them.
As three brothers, and when I mean brothers, I don't mean we share the same mother. I mean we share the same race. As three brothers, we can do what? Let's go and let's make a list of what do you call them? Cultural what?
Cultural secrets. Afraid to admit.
So, like, things that you're afraid to admit because you'll get your black card revoked.
Yeah. I will be honest with you right now. I don't lotion my feet if I put socks on.
It only if you don't put socks on? I don't ever lotion my feet.
Oh, snap. Okay. Going to the beach, being like, oh, I was walking through sand. That's what I was.
Yeah, I didn't even know, like, but I'm light skinned.
My feet get so dry that it don't even matter if I put lotion on those.
They be one of them dark skinned brothers though. You gotta.
I gotta wet them down first. Yo. You ever need some water to stop ash? It gotta be wet and then I gotta hair up and put it on. Like hair up.
Before it dries. You got a window before it ashes up again.
Before you crystallize like the gargoyles in the Night at the Museum.
Nah, dude, I don't even. If I wear jeans, I'm not putting lotion on my legs. And if I wear long sleeves, the only reason I put lotion on my arms because I got long sleeves is because my skin was like actually dry. But if nobody's seeing the skin, I'm not.
But
putting
if you
no lotion
only put
on.
Lotion on in lotion season, you don't need lotion all year. Summertime.
But I'm learning now, bro. Lotion's good for the skin, bro. You don't want to. It's like a stiff.
You actually believe you don't need lotion all year round? Do you actually believe you don't need lotion all year round?
I don't. With lotion. In the summer, I'm like humidity. I'm good. Like
in the summer, that's when you don't. You're not joking. That's when your limbs are showing. That's when you need lotion the most.
Oh, yeah. So Wade Garrelly puts on his feet. I put it on like what you can see. So if it's my shorts, but okay. I only put it on if it is like not
a summer day. If it's a summer day, I know.
Yeah, careful, bro. You know, black people prone to eczema, bro. That's how you get eczema.
That's fake news. Brother, like, you know,
eczema not putting on lotion for
you
days.
You know, you get pregnant from looking at boys. You know how many women I got pregnant? Because that's all I do is look. I don't know how to talk to nobody.
That's how my grandma developed eczema.
That's it.
Just she stopped putting on lotion.
Not her diet.
And her shit
got
so dry
traits
that it just fucking started just scraping off.
Yeah.
We like, girl, you gotta put some lotion on. Okay.
What else you got?
I've never seen soul food.
How you don't ever see soul food?
I've also never seen soul food.
Oh, that's, I'm on a trip with these brothers that don't know soul food.
I ate soul food. I ate it.
I can guess the plot. All the people are black, right?
Yes.
And something bad happens.
It's gotta be a big mama.
Big mama died. I know big mama died.
You know what I mean? She died because she had diabetes.
Damn.
Oh.
But they never changed the meal they would eat. The whole movie is about the meal that gave her diabetes. And they kept having the diabetes meal.
Damn. See, that's how they get you, boy. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they probably trying to keep the brother. They make us think the movie is about
I thought it was
joy.
Good. I thought it was a good movie, you know.
Whole time it's a subliminal message. Let's get John in the comments. John, what's up, man? Come on. Let's get John. We got John here. Local comedian.
Give it up for John. Were you named where you were conceived?
What's up, John? Where you from, John? San Francisco, born and raised?
Yeah, well, in the Bay Area, right?
This one?
I think they can hear me in the background. I can project. Little city called Redwood City.
Redwood City. That was in the heart of their fall.
Huh?
That was in the heart of their fall.
I know,
oh,
right?
Riding
right.
In.
Damn, you from the Wild West for real. I mean, it's out west. It was a movie about the west, and Redwood City is out west.
I love how I get props.
Let's see who's quicker.
I'm already quicker than your ass. Look at you. You ain't even got your shit out.
I've already shot you. Look at your head.
No. If I'm competing with drawing between a black man and me, he's gonna win. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Dave is trying to do a quick draw, being like, watch this on a radio show. Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Where are your people from?
From, you
Mexican?
My people? I am Mexican.
Where?
Your people.
Yeah. Way south. Way, way south.
Southern Mexico? Like south of the country?
You know, the capital, probably 50 miles south of the capital.
Mexico City?
Yeah. Yeah.
50 miles south of Mexico City.
Out there.
Where you been? Have you been back recently? You still go out there?
I lived there a few years, and no, not recently.
I mean,
since
Mexico
COVID
popping,
hit,
bro.
Since COVID hit, no.
People moving to Mexico right now. It's a bubbling city, or it's a bubbling place.
Yeah, you know what's funny is when you guys were asking about what was the question? If there's something
a cultural secret.
Yeah, a cultural secret that could get you revoked.
Get your Mexican car revoked.
Yeah, your car revoked. What is it?
I was thinking, I was like, I can't think of anything. You know, they're not racist down there. But then I remembered.
Then you remembered all that terrible shit I said.
There's a really common phrase in Mexico where they'll say, like, if you're about to go out at night, like, be careful. The black guy will get you.
Oh,
that's just the saying. That's just a phrase. Cuidado con el negro. It's like playfully racist. Cuidado con el negro. That's what came to mind.
Damn.
Oh, word. Yeah,
it's like, hey.
Watch out for them niggas out there.
Yeah.
It's like the black boogeyman. That exists.
Word, that's what I was going to say.
The most people there have never seen a black person.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the black man is just boogeyman. You know
that's
what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
I was in Spain, and black. I will acknowledge right now, I know Spain's not Mexico, but I remember I was like with a host family. I know they speak similar languages. Yeah. I also remember middle school, I had a white friend who was like, yo, in Mexico, they speak Mexican. Anyway.
I don't want to hog your mic.
Oh. It's all good. But I remember in Spain, I had a host family, right? And they brought, like, their extended family over, right? And they had, like, a little baby. And we were eating dinner, and the baby kept staring at me. And I thought it was so cute. I was like, oh, hey. Blah, blah, blah. And they're telling me this is Spanish, but they're like, yeah, no, this baby's never seen a black person before. So it's just looking at you. I was like, why can't that baby just be happy to look at human beings, you know? Why is it got to be because they've never seen a black person? Cuidado al negro. No, anyway.
So you studied abroad in Spain. You studied abroad in
I studied abroad in Spain? I studied abroad in Spain. Yeah, for a month. 5 weeks.
Did you ever get even with a host family?
I was with a host family.
Mom, dad, sister, brother?
Yes. Full nuclear.
Oh, okay. You ever get in trouble?
One time I broke their chair.
Damn.
I broke their chair, and then but the program paid for it. But they were like,
things. Damn, the black man gonna break the chair. That's what they. That's what.
Yeah. Oh no,
that's
I
what they said. What's the watch out for the Negro thing again? What's the, Con el Negro.
Oh, no, Negro. Gary is El Negro. It's also funny because my parents just call me that. Like, they'll be like, and it just, they say it in English, but they'll be like, careful, Negro. And I'm like, all right. Cool. That's wild. Also, other crazy thing that happened in Spain is I was hanging out with my host dad. And my host dad was a fireman, right? And he would, like, work out occasionally. And I was, like, on this kick that I was like, I'm going to get a six-pack. I'm going to be ripped. I'm going to be dope, right? So I was like doing planks and stuff. One time we were at the pool, I was doing planks, and he pointed at me and he was like, "Tabletas de chocolate," right? And I was like, "Oh, that makes sense, because like you get a candy bar and it's like oh, like I get that, right?" And I was like, "Oh, so everyone calls abs tabletas de chocolate." So I pointed at him, I was like, "Tabletas de chocolate." He was like, "No, tabletas." And then pointed at me and was like, "Tabletas de chocolate." I was like, "Oh, race. Cool. Can't forget."
So he said he would call them chocolate tablets?
Tablets?
Yeah, I mean, you're directly translating it. Yes, yeah, that context.
Nice chocolate tablets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's and he just called his
I
tablets.
I call my nuts that, too. I'd be like, chocolate tablets.
Damn. Well, I studied abroad in Florence, man.
Yeah.
Studied abroad in Florence, had a mother, father, two sisters, and a brother. Wanted to bang my sister, my host sister. But she wasn't with it. She was living. She took the brother.
You know they're gonna edit this and they're just gonna keep. I wanted to bang my sister.
I know. I hope so.
And they're gonna play it for your actual sister. You're gonna be like, yo, you're gonna go famous one day. And they're gonna be like, yo, so what?
I'm like, they cut out the context. But I got in trouble one time. This was in college. So I just started drinking when I got to college. I wasn't one of those people that was like drinking in high school. So I got to college and, like, lost my fucking mind. I would get, like, discovered on bathroom floors, passed out and shit. I was, like, having problems. Having problems with alcohol, to say the least.
Discovered on bathroom floors. Discovered.
But, once in Italy, I got super wasted. And when you study abroad, you get these, like, boo-boo-ass phones where it's just all you can do is, like, call
people.
Yeah, that's it. You can just call people. Can't really text on it. Can't really do much. And then you only got a certain amount of calls because of the international plan. So that honestly means nothing because my phone was dead at the time. And I get home super late, and they live in a flat, like an apartment building. And you just have to buzz up. And when you buzz, it just buzzes all in the house. And it's like 4 in the morning, and I'm just like, and then nobody's answering. So I'm just fucking hitting that bitch up. And then I guess they clicked it, so I would come in, but I didn't hear it because I'm fucking buzzing like crazy. Yeah. So they come down. So, like, my sister comes downstairs, and she's just like, Simon, what are you doing? We have guests and shit. Mm-hmm. And, man, in college, I was such a piece of shit, man. I was just like, I live here. Like, I was like, I fucking live here. I don't give a shit about a guest. I fucking live here.
You became indignant. You're like, yo.
I fucking live here. But that time in Italy, man, it was that time I got chased by the cops in Italy, man. I got chased by the cops. And what that taught me is if you ever do anything illegal, just wear tennis shoes and you'll get away. Just wear tennis shoes. Just wear sneakers and you'll get away, man. That was the first thing I was like noticing. I was like, no, I noticed everybody had hard bottom shoes on. And I was like, if I can just start running, I beat everybody. Because I know I'm fast. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm like fast as fuck already. So I'm like, and I got Jordans on. These fools got fucking hard bottoms and shit on. And
I don't even see any Italians in their like races at the Olympics.
That's why.
They be in a long distance. They be in that fucking, they be in that like 15 mile.
They won something?
They won?
No, no.
They won the 100 meters?
You ain't never heard about no white man run 100 meters fast. Italian is white. It got some olive oil on it, but it is white.
French, you know how the French soccer team got Africans on their squad?
Right.
That's what it
is. You know how Giannis is from Greece?
They said.
You know how Antetokounmpo is from. Yeah. Okay. I also studied abroad named Florence. That's right.
Oh, man.
That's it. It was what's the map called? The contour map?
I don't know the maps.
Y'all never went there? I know topography.
Oh, you mean like when
I'm the oldest person of this group right here, and I was
probably the oldest person in this room
when they had maps. I might be the oldest person in this room.
Remember when they used to have the maps that pulled down? And they used to have all the maps. There used to be like six maps that you had
the
to pull.
The world, yeah. America, New Jersey. Yeah. Everybody has to have a map of New Jersey. Like, avoid this thing at all costs.
Yeah.
Yo, San Francisco, wait. Y'all been beautiful. Y'all been really welcoming. It's been a beautiful
it's been cool
journey here so far.
It's been all right.
Few weird
it's
things.
Cool. It's been all right, bro.
Few weird things.
It's pretty dead out here after 6 o'clock.
Like, what is the benefit of being on the West Coast time zone if you guys close before the East Coast?
Yeah.
We just walk past a coffee shop. Like, I need coffee. I need to wake up. People go get coffee at like 5 o'clock.
It wasn't even 5 o'clock and it's closed.
It's closed. Yeah.
We passed three coffee shops that were closed and a pizzeria that was also closed.
Do y'all have like a bedtime? Is it like a citywide bedtime?
Since the people say that. People be like, since the pandemic, it's been so different.
So were people shitting on the streets before the pandemic? Okay, does the shit at people that's normal. That's
I think every city has their thing. New York City got people jacking off on the trains. San Francisco got people shitting in the streets.
Shitting and jacking off at McDonald's.
I've seen more people in New York. Like that McDonald's.
Say it again.
I've seen more people like jacking off in San Francisco than I have in New York.
First
like
off,
we
don't know if that guy was jacking off.
Yo, okay, let's give the story.
Let me demonstrate for
he
y'all.
He was going a little slow. To me, it looked a little slow to be jacking off.
First of all,
but to completion.
So you always be moving fast. Sometimes you gotta like.
Way
enjoy
too much
yourself.
Ecstasy in that moment. Like it really, we were gonna get McDonald's and it ruined my appetite. That's never happened before. I was like, no.
It was at the door of McDonald's, just like.
I
think it was drugs, and then I think he was just kind of rubbing it, man. I don't know.
Is that not the same thing?
You know how many times, let me tell you how many times I do some drugs. I go home, and I just be rubbing it.
No, but it's jacking off is different than rubbing.
Jacking off is when you put the towel out. Jacking off, so you open all the
jacking
tabs
off is
on your
intentional.
Porn.
Like you got, I'm here to. I'm like,
that's it. You lock the door.
Yeah.
You gotta lock the door quietly so nobody know you locked the door. Because if they heard you go cluck cluck, they're like, he in there jerking off. And then if you just go,
you put your headphones in at home.
So I live by myself, yo. I be playing that shit out loud
on the Bluetooth.
Like,
on the Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
And you do it on like your good furniture because no one else is coming over. You just like
I don't go over his house.
I don't. Right, I was gonna say don't. I don't do it on my living room because people sit on my couch.
Respectfully,
I don't want to get couch herpes.
Let's note that we don't know who's listening to this. So Dave is protecting his.
I'm protecting whoever might have visited my house.
Yeah,
you won't get herpes sitting on Dave's couch.
You won't get it. You won't unless you brought it.
You won't.
And take
brought it.
It. Take it.
It's BYOH.
What's the most jacked off room in your house?
Man,
that doesn't answer the question.
Which room is the most?
That should have been an easy answer then if you live with roommates.
Oh, for me or just
for you?
Anyone?
For you.
For you.
I thought it was anyone. It was my room then.
Oh, okay. If you had to say for anyone.
Do you allow your parents to visit your room when they come to visit you in town?
Yeah. It's clean, man. I'm not throwing it on the walls. What are you doing?
Yeah, guys, bro, we know what it is. We know that every motherfucker who hand we shake,
right,
it jacked off with that hand. Like, we know that shit.
We pregnant together.
Yeah. We understand that. We not blood brothers, but we just come cousins. All right?
Now, are you a, like a quick cleanup person or?
Oh yeah,
like,
I'm as soon as it's over, I got to get it off me.
It's nothing sexy after you come. Like when you come.
I gotta close all the tabs. I'm only looking at one, but I gotta close all the tabs. I gotta start from. I'm like, I gotta get all this off my damn phone.
It literally feels like I've turned into a new person. I was like, I just get up, I stop. I'm like, it's over. Like it's done. No moment.
Already back on.
I don't need nothing else.
Pull up my taxes.
Yeah. I like.
I'm a quick cleaner.
I don't close the windows though.
Bruh.
I don't have anyone in my life that I have to share shit with. So
close
I
close the
I have,
windows.
I have a regular viewer. Oh. I'm like, hey, this is my regular
tabs,
search.
Dave. Windows are windows are multiple.
Windows are desktop.
We not right. Well, I kickstart my computer. I get the Windows 95 oiled up.
I kicked up my Ethernet cable
and I wait for the AOL disk to load up because I still got 900 free hours.
I wait for my dial up to complete.
I tell my mom don't pick up the phone. I'm trying to jerk off. No, at home I have like a non-private browser and then a private browser.
So you watch it on a computer?
On the computer.
Oh, man, I can't get it on my computer, man.
You watch it on your phone?
Yeah, every time.
Oh, that's... Oh, man, how can you enjoy that?
Because for the computer...
How you gonna
like,
see big black cocks real little?
I just read it, the computer... Because I'm not good typing with the left. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I'm not good at typing with the left, and you got to be laying down and shit. You trying to like.
You got
to
prop the pillows
you
up.
You start losing circulation in one of your arms,
you
trying to like.
Falling asleep and shit, man.
Like, yeah. I got like a good right angle on my neck. I need a good right angle because I need to see the screen flat on.
See, but then my neck starts hurting, bro.
Let's get a.
I'm fine, dog. Just this hand occupied.
I don't know how to do nothing else with my left hand but click and scroll. That's it.
I got to type in something in the search bar.
I couldn't
bar.
Save you with this left hand.
I got to type in the search bar. Yeah. And I can't type one-handed with the left hand.
Honestly, I feel like thinking about it, like porn stars deserve like medals of honor for sure. Like the amount, like if you think about all the like the psychos that could have been out there like murdering people but got like porn addiction instead and start complaining about their arms cramping up during jerking off but like not okay, y'all aren't with me. Like have you ever been upset? Have y'all ever been upset?
Have you ever been upset?
Yes, you've been upset, right? You were like fuck that person, fuck that, da da da, right? And then have you like nutted and then like like forgot like who you were? Like you open up the door, you woke up the door, surprise, you forgot it was your birthday. Like you like every people were at the home. For sure. Like, I'm just saying.
Mama, what you doing here?
I'm like, does anyone else feel like this? Am I the only person?
I got you.
You got me. You got me, right? I guess I just feel like if.
We're watching a lot. Go ahead, my fault.
No. Go.
No, I was saying, like, I know what everybody was saying. I know a lot of people talk about how we watched a lot of porn last year. And this year and the year before that. People always think, like, oh, we watched more than we did last year. But I just think, like, we watched the same amount. It was just the hours were spread out a little more. Like instead of watching 4 hours straight, people watch like an hour in the morning, an hour in the middle of the day.
Let me get my breakfast porn in. What do you know? Feel me? Let me a little coffee, a little bit of what's that?
And I never
lady
thought
on
I really
lady.
Had a problem with watching porn until I started thinking like, man, I'm watching so much porn. Am I gay? Because I'm like. I'm not watching gay porn.
Do I like dick?
You feel me? I'm not watching gay porn, but I'm watching a lot of dick sucking porn. Like a lot of just like and the dick sucking porn, like the main character is the dick.
Do you watch the amateur versions?
Yeah, only, yeah, that's only the only amateur,
way.
Bro.
That's the only way.
I only watch the amateur. It's gotta be iPhone 8 or lower. It's gotta be I know it's shot on the iPhone 8 or lower.
Kind of grainy.
It can't be 4K because then or GoPro. I do fuck with that wide angle GoPro. You can see the whole room.
Yeah. You're like, yo, that toilet seat is broken.
I like when there's a TV in the background and they're watching something I've seen before.
Like, yo, Family Guy.
Is this The Office?
Everyone's fucking to Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy. So we're watching Tenet. I was like, that's hot.
Tenet.
I was like, that's hot.
How could you fuck the Tenet? Your brain would be so like confused.
I know, that's too loud, bro. That's like trying to fuck to the first Transformers. I'm just like, this hurts. Yeah. Like, are you made of metal, bitch? No, you joking and you just hear,
Autobots, roll up. That's the sound of my sperm.
We're just watching the porn for the control, though. We're not even watching it for the titties and the ass. How you doing? What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, titties in the ass. Make some noise, my man, for the titties in the ass.
Yeah. Gotta love tits and
but
ass.
That's not why we watching the porn. We watching the porn because of the control. Because in real life, you can't just fast forward to the good part.
I'm watching titties. I'm watching the porn for the arms.
For the arms?
Yeah, I like. I'm big on the hugs, man. I like when it's arm, the arms.
You like the arms.
You arms?
Yeah, I'm big on the arms.
That's a whole category for you.
Like
we
when
gotta,
they lay down and they just spread their arms out. I could care less about what's going on waist down.
That's so interesting because they like feel free and relaxed.
Yeah, when the guy's on top and then the woman hugs them. That's mm-hmm. my favorite part.
I think that's the least watched thing on porn is arms. Like, I don't even know if these people have arms in these porns.
Don't even type arms in, though, because it ain't going to be the type of scenes that you're talking about. Yeah, it's going to be, like, my whole arm in this bitch's butt. Yeah, it's going to be arm and butt
that stuff
porn.
Be impressive.
Impressive?
Impressive? A whole arm?
Yeah. When it looks like you're...
So you just take arms out of your butt all the time.
I don't know if it's... Thursday. I mean, it's impressive, I guess. But it also just like... I don't know if it's... That's like contortionism. Contortionism is impressive. I guess gaping is impressive, I guess, if contortioning is impressive.
Okay. How people get all that cum? Like, I don't have that much cum. Like, am I empty? Did I run out? Am
yeah,
I too old?
Bro. Yeah, bro. You're older than you
got
get...
a lot of cum? I don't know.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Repeat that. One more time.
I realized what I said.
One more time, please.
Say that. I get.
I was. I'm afraid I'm running out of cum.
So. I was gonna say when you said never mind. I was gonna be like, sometimes I swear my phone like stops me from sending bad messages because like I'll send it and it'll be like text failed and it'll be like. Like a sext, or it'll be like, like I'll use the N word, but I'll have said it like in a kind of insulting way, and then it'll have
dumbass
like,
nigga. Yeah.
Yo, not to be confused with what's up, nigga.
Yeah, not to be confused. And then I'm like, yo, thank you, phone, for saving me. So you were just like my phone right there.
Damn, my phone never saved me. My shit be fucking me up, man. Yeah. My shit be fucking me up. Somebody sent me a screenshot of a meme that was funny. So I sent it, and it was from their Instagram. So they screenshotted it from their Instagram, messaged it to me. Uh-huh. So then I just copy and paste it and send it to my ex-girlfriend like, this
but
is funny.
You didn't...
But I didn't check how many DMs there was in the shit in the screenshot. And it was like 17 DMs. And she was like, damn, you really using them DMs, ain't you? And I was like, fuck, like, this ain't even me. This ain't even me.
That's not
and now
my
I look
17.
Like I'm just on the hoes. Now yeah. I look like I'm just on all the bitches.
Because you can't like have a relationship. And have too many messages.
Nope.
Like, all your messages be like, who's that? Who's texting us?
Single bruhs. Bruh, people who are single be having, like, 330 unread messages. Yo. And I'm like, bruh, this is why niggas be about to kill themselves over women because we just have messages just piling up. And we thinking, oh, she not texting me back. Dog, she not texting 330 people back.
It's not just you.
It's not just you. And we thinking, it's just us. Can you at least tell, like, at least take a picture and then send us, like, I got to get through. Like, you know, when you yeah. call the, when you call operating system, they say, your wait time is 13 minutes. You need to tell us, like, your wait time for this response is going to be about 4 days.
4 days.
And then I'm cool. Then I know, like, okay, fourth day come up. Where my damn message at, bitch? No. Just kidding. Just
I know
kidding.
You saw my message. Can I tell these people a little bit about how I was, about my pandemic?
Hey!
At the beginning of the pandemic, got real sad because my lady left me.
Oh.
And it's been so hard. I would be keeping a wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow.
And it's been so hard. Because all the days have been the same. Peaceful. Is my middle name. I thought I was going crazy. But I just went sane. I was trying to date this girl. But I was in a marriage world. She was like, what's that ring on your finger? I don't know what else. But I like to fuck with those singers. But I'm a single man now. And I get on the apps to get down. So when I'm coming to your town, don't live 29 miles away. Please don't swipe right on me if you live 29 miles away. Don't nobody pretty like me closer than 29 miles away. That's all I got to say.
During the pandemic, I got a white girlfriend. And you know what that's like. You gotta pretend like you don't got one. Cause people be tripping. They be like, why you sipping on that white skin?
Keep it to the bump, dump, to dump, bump, dump, 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 dump,
dump, dump, dump, I broke up with my girl.
Dump, 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 dump.
And it fucked up my world.
Dump, 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 dump.
I thought she was pregnant.
Dump, 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 dump.
Cause every time she called, she was about to hurl. Dump, 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 dump. But it was just because.
Dump, 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 dump.
She ate some organic chitlins.
Dump, 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 dump.
And it wasn't good for her belly. Now she got diarrhea and she shitting. And she needs some help from me. But baby, I can't do nothing for you. Because if you get that shit on me, I might just have to hurt you.
We got the pandemic blues. We got shit on our shoes. We got the pandemic blues.
And it might be human shit because we in San Francisco.
Because San Francisco shit on the street.
Shit so much.
Shit so much. I said shit so much.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah, get it out. Ah, get it up yourself.
That was good at the end.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Black Boys in Buicks.
Black Boys in Buicks.
I'm Buick.
I'm black.
And I'm boy.
They call
Why they
Buick.
Call you boy?
You know, like, boy, stop playing. I'm boy.
And they call me Buick because you see this head.
And I'm black. I'm black. I'm black. And we be out here saving the world from shit.
Yeah.
You know, like corrupt police and corrupt crossing guard.
Crossing guard. Yeah. You know, oh, shit, there's a crossing guard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
She gonna put your ass out while the cars are crossing.
Hey, stop. What you doing? The kids need to come by. I don't know where the crossing guards. I don't know where I'm going with the crossing guards. I gave up on the crossing guards. I didn't yes and. I'm sorry. I left us all out there.
Did a yes and it's over.
Yes,
Pam,
and
how we
it's
doing?
Over.
Thank you so much, Mutiny Radio.
Yo, shout out to Sark. Huh? Oh, beautiful. Yo, real quick, can we please make some noise for Pam, Mutiny Radio.
Give it up for Pam, y'all.
Yo, San Francisco, we on a real, y'all have been beautifully welcoming to us since we've been here. What else y'all got? What else y'all got?
I got
man?
Me some San Francisco booty last night.
Oh.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The ricey, the San Francisco treat.
I'm a pray that nobody that I am currently getting booty from is listening to this right now.
Yeah.
But hell yeah, man. I got me some thick. Fluffy white
stop.
Booty last night.
Stop. Hi, I am a black man conscious, and I'm going to stop you right here. You were about to send a text that was going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Because we're on our way to L.A. right after this, and we need to get new booty. Miss new booty.
Miss new booty.
Yes. I'm not currently, I'm single. I just want to, I don't know if the radio caught that at the beginning or the end, and as we're ending this, I just want everyone out there in TV land to know that I'm single, and my Instagram is I, the letter M, JustDave. You know, I'm down. Whatever, however much you got, you know.
However much you got.
I'm down. Pay for play, you know.
They paying you or you paying?
Are you sleepless and Seattling this right now?
I'm shitting in San Francisco. That's my handle.
Shitting in San Francisco. Follow me at Shitting in San Francisco. San Francisco.
Where I document all the shits I took.
And all the shits.
Are y'all a
great
couple?
City.
No.
They just sit next to each other, brother.
Man, that's all. Every show that I've done, I'm always like in the crowd. Are you a couple? And they're like,
no. It's no gay. I didn't have any. Okay, we did run into. I thought I came here with the expectation that San Francisco's going to be very gay. And the only gay people turned out to be me and Gary.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing. Like, yesterday, we went to the Punchline. And one of the comics, that's what we said, good set. And they were like, oh, are you a couple? And I was like, No.
How the tables have turned. Are you a couple?
I was like, is this a dig? Like, I was like, are you just like bringing this up for no reason?
He's like, oh, because all the black guys that know date each other.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were like, And they were like, nah, you're just very attractive, so I thought y'all must be a couple. And I was like, why can't we just be attractive? Like,
attractive people date each other.
Oh. And the thing is, I couldn't buy the couple. Like, I also thought that was a dig. Like, there's no way someone's telling me that, like, I'm a good-looking person. Like, my girlfriend has told me out of attractive person, and I've laughed in her face. Like,
really?
To her face. Like, she was like, you know, one of the reasons I like you is because you're extremely attractive. And I guffawed. I was like, right in her face. It was actually kind of bad.
What, Gary? Bad. You got to know that you're attractive, man. I saw a picture of you. I saw a picture of us. And I was like, man, the hottest one in this picture is me, of course. But the second hottest fool in the picture is definitely Gary.
I said the same thing. Wait, was there anyone else in the photo? Or was I technically also the second and last like person in this
picture? Yeah, because Gary and I took a picture yesterday at the punchline because you left early. Gary and I took a picture yesterday at the punchline, and I felt the same way.
It
wasn't as funny when y'all.
Yeah, I know
did.
Why I left early.
I'm a good looking.
Because I was getting booty.
He was.
Yeah.
Booty, like pirate booty. He was at Whole Foods.
I had an option. Aisle 7. I had two of them. I could have went home with. I chose one.
Stop. Nah. This is the guy. Like, listen. Like, so you every.
I'm Rick Day. I gotta own it, bro. I gotta own.
Somebody's gotta be like, get the glitter out of his eyes.
I broke up with my girl, and now I gotta own who I really am. Bro.
We out here. We Rick James. Slut. I'm more of a prince. You know, I got a little bit of lace, but I'm a good guy.
I'm like Cameo.
Ow,
pretty ladies around the world.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm like Cameo, man. Cameo mixed with Rick James.
I'm in a very happy relationship with my white girlfriend.
Hey, shout out to Gary and his interracial dating.
How's that working out for you? How you feel about that?
I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, people will be like, oh, what's it like having a white girlfriend? And I'll be like, well, past the racism, it's
Has
mostly.
Has she met your parents yet?
Yeah, she met my parents. She met my parents. It was cool. It was cool.
Are they very accepting? Do they cheer you on? Do they?
I mean, they gave me the whole like we're
it's
not
very
mad.
Important
we're just
in black
disappointed
families.
Whole thing. It was cool.
Oh, they said they told you they was like we disappointed.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
I think we should.
Your dad showed up like Mufasa.
We should reflect on. I don't know who's listening. Just like you're listening.
I feel you.
I hope you listening. I hope you listen. I put these brothers on the text, and I'm like, Richard, they're all of you.
Oh, I actually just got a text.
My mom didn't care. No one in my immediate family cared.
Too specific.
My family kind of cared. My last girlfriend was Indian, and my family is black, and they was kind of like, we would have liked if she was black. We not tripping because she Indian, but we would have just been happier if she was black.
That baby gonna have good hair.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's my last was like, lady. That was like,
Yeah.
And ladies are smart. Y'all date people based on like smart stuff, like your signs. And man, we stupid. We date women based on like our moms.
For real.
Yeah, but I'm smart. Like my last like, lady. My
they
last
all
lady.
Been my mom.
She wasn't. I'm better than that. I know better than that. My last lady is more like my dad. She left. She left. So if you're out there listening, just know that I'm on the radio. And if you're somewhere like at a famous thing with famous people and you're living a better life than me, then just disregard that last note.
Is your dad and LeBron James' dad are best friends and they just kicking it at a casino in Las Vegas?
Together,
spending all LeBron's money? If you got rich and your dad pulled up and was like, yo, what's up, son? I'm homeless.
I'm gonna treat my dad just like Simon's host dad. And I'm like cone negro.
Rado con el negro.
Okay. All right. Anything y'all want to get off y'all chest before we get up out of here? Thanks.
Oh,
what's
man,
your name,
thank
man?
You so much. What's your name?
Hunter.
Give it up for Hunter out there in TV land.
Hunter.
We love a guy named after the activities.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
Gotta name your kid after something. I'm black. I couldn't be swimming.
I got a nephew named Gunner.
Gunner?
Hell yeah. Whoa, I'm like,
whoa, how old is
see
he?
See how aptly named that
He's
is?
He's like two.
He live
two?
In Atlanta?
Yeah. Nah, he live in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
he live in Virginia. I don't know if y'all, anybody from Atlanta? I don't know if y'all knew this, but Atlanta is actually a huge factory in Georgia where they make black people. For real. We live in New York now, but we were all made at a Church's Chicken in Atlanta.
Yeah. I'm a wing.
I think that's it for us, y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all so much.
I'm just Dave.
I'm Simon. You.
I'm Gary Simons. You can find me at GB Simons 15.
Yeah, you can follow me at Simon U. The letter U. Simon U for real. On Instagram.
And you can find me at I'm Just Dave. I the letter M J U S T D A V E. and on Hinge and on Venmo and on and on. Yo, Simon hosts a dope podcast called Shut Up Simon. Simon hosts a reoccurring show in New York City. It's one of the best shows out there called Stank Face Comedy.
Yep.
And Gary just produced a crazy show here, Gary's Comedy Kickback in San Francisco. We'll be back. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us on Mutiny Radio.
Mutiny Radio, Pam, thank all of y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Make some noise for yourself.
It's a mutiny.
It's a mutiny. It's a mutiny. Captain Hook, drop the beat.
Like that, you wanna try that.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Coming soon, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. 6 venues, 24 shows, 7 days, 75 comics from all over the United States at amazing local venues: Asiento, Atlas Cafe, El Rio, Milk Bar, OMG, and the Bar on Dolores. Special headliner shows at El Rio Thursday night, 7 and 9 o'clock, featuring Scott Capurro, headliner, amazing comedian. Also Andy Iwancio out of Seattle here for the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. All tickets are $10, except the headlining show, which are $20. You can find all of the shows on Mutiny Radio's Eventbrite. Reserve them now. And don't miss out. 2021, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjiro, a sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a Folsom Leather Bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters have broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Mutiny Radio. MutinyRadio.fm.
Streaming live the station.
MutinyRadio.fm.
District of the Mission.
MutinyRadio.fm.
MutinyRadio.fm. Listen to live streaming radio or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. Look, why not go to MutinyRadio.fm? Hit the donate button, stream them live, download a podcast, have some fun!
San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead possums?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
LSD Fap. Acid fapping, fapping it acid. Acid fapping, fapping it acid. Fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
I was just leaving the theater.
Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glasses.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising in
Saturday noon to 2.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total phony. Lori Stone's voice is absolutely right. I am rebellious and adolescent. And I will cut
the shit. Henry! Yeah, Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
So
Subliminal SF Visual and Auditory Mind Control brings you the best, coolest t-shirt and hoodie designs and mind-bending local bands and shows at venues all over San Francisco and the Bay Area. Subliminal SF is here to destroy your sense of normalcy and plant ideas in your skull to make you cooler and a more awesome person. Check out all the badass products at subliminalsf.myshopify.com. That's subliminalsf.myshopify.com and experience Subliminal SF.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of